Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria starts the long weekend with a maximum of 22 degrees. Joburg going up to 21 and Rustenburg a high of 26.
In Midrand on the N1 southbound, a collision at the Buccleuch interchange. All lanes are open, but traffic is very slow.
In your sport, young athletes come to the fore at the Athletic South Africa Grand Prix 2 meeting at UJ, and the race to elect the 10th president of the International Olympic Committee reaches its decisive stage.
We start with confirmation of more mpox cases.
3 more laboratory confirmed cases of the disease are detected in Ekurhuleni district, Gauteng province.
The newly detected positive cases are 2 males and 1 female and includes a 14-year-old. Spokesperson for the National Department of Health, Foster Mohale, says they have activated outbreak response teams in Gauteng.
None of the patients have recent travel history to countries or regions currently experiencing mpox outbreak. This suggests that there's an ongoing local transmission of the virus around the country.
This increases the total number of mpox cases in the country to 31 since the start of the outbreak in May last year. 3 people have also since died. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. No indication yet from Eskom whether we should expect more load shedding over the long weekend. Stage 2 was suddenly implemented through the night and lifted again this morning.
While we have made notable progress in our generation recovery efforts, Eskom faced the loss of 5 generation units before the peak period.
Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena said last night the embattled power giant also continues to prioritise its maintenance programme ahead of the winter months. To international news, Israel has issued what it calls a last warning for Palestinians to return hostages and remove Hamas from power. The Israeli military said it had begun targeting ground operations in the central and southern Gaza Strip to expand the security perimeter and create a partial buffer between the north and the south. Hamas says it is willing to negotiate a new phase of the ceasefire, while Israel demands the return of all the hostages taken during the 2023 attacks by Hamas. And the report is out about the levels of happiness of earthlings.
Oh, I'm clapping along. All right, where are we?
All right, don't clap too much. The World Happiness Report for 2025 was released through the night, amongst others.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get that last. Just hear me out.
We don't care about other people's happiness. Just tell us about ours.
The research shows that people are much kinder than we expect. And the belief in the kindness of others is much more closely tied to our happiness than previously thought. Global evidence on the perceived and actual return of lost wallets shows that people are much too pessimistic about the kindness of the other people in our communities compared to the actual reality. Actual rates of wallets returned are around twice as high as what we expect.
And in South Africa?
In Nordic countries, belief is the highest that if you lose your wallet, it will be returned to you with every cent and card still in it. And that's why the Nordic countries stayed among the 10 happiest in the world, Finland remaining at the top of the list of the happiest countries on earth. Mm. Costa Rica and Mexico entered the top 10 for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa
is
out of 100 countries.
Out of 100 countries is number... Where is number? Where are we? Please don't tell me it's close to 100.
83.
So there. Okay. Well, the upside is there are 17 unhappier, unhappier countries. But just out of interest,
what are the countries?
Who are we up against?
Israel is number 8.
Okay.